The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus took Peter, John, and James and went up to the mountain to pray. While he was praying, his face changed in appearance, and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were conversing with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his exodus that he was going to accomplish in Jerusalem. Peter and his companions had been overcome by sleep, but becoming fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. As they were about to part from him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." But he did not know what he was saying. While he was still speaking, a cloud came and cast a shadow over them, and they became frightened when they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my chosen son, listen to him." After the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. They fell silent and did not at that time tell anyone what they had seen. The Gospel of the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters, good evening to you all.
Good evening.
Is there anyone who loves nature? Very few. I love nature. And in the sacred scriptures, mountains are known to be place of prayers. In the life of Jesus, after his days of busy schedule, he goes to the mountain in order to pray and to be in union with his Father. Mountains are also powerful symbols of encounter with God. Today's gospel speaks about the transfiguration of Jesus on the mountain. The word transfiguration means a change in form or appearance. This transfiguration is the key event in the life of Jesus for the apostles and for all of us. Actually, why Jesus had transfiguration? What is the purpose? And what is the reason why he wants to transform himself? Why? Because Jesus had less success in being recognized by others. Because whatever Jesus does and says, people began asking questions about who he really is. This is the problem. There is less success in being recognized by others. The neighbors of Jesus' family know that Jesus is son of Joseph and Mary. Others are not so sure. The disciples themselves asked, "Who is this? Who commands the waves?" Another thing is, Jesus also promotes the question about himself by asking, "Who do people say I am? And who do you say I am? Who do people say I am? And who do you say I am?" This is the biggest problem. So, what to do? Jesus wants to give answer to all these questions. And people must understand who Jesus is. So, Jesus goes to pray to his Father on the mountain. In the Old Testament, Abraham, Moses, Elijah, and so many others goes to the top of the mountain to pray and to offer sacrifices and to listen to God what he says. To listen to God what he says. So, while Jesus was praying, the appearance of the face of Jesus changed and his clothing became dazzling white. Moses and Elijah appeared and talking to Jesus. The three apostles heard God speak from the cloud. "This is my son, the chosen one. Listen to him." The same thing happened when Jesus was baptized. They are being told to remember the words Jesus just told them about the Messiah, who would be rejected, suffer, and die shameful way. So, in this transfiguration, it is clear that Jesus is not Elijah, as people think. And he is not Moses, as people think. He is not great, one of the ancient prophets, as people think. The entire episode of the Transfiguration is intended to clarify the divinity, identity of Jesus, that he is the Messiah, the promised God's chosen one. This is what happened in the Transfiguration. Jesus, God the Father, proved Jesus, who Jesus is, to these three disciples. In God's plan, the Transfiguration was meant to strengthen the apostles' faith in Jesus. God speaks to us continuously, and we have to listen to him. God speaks to us through his word, through his persons, through his son Jesus, through his sacraments, through our situations, through our work, through our joys and sufferings. He speaks to us as God the Father spoke with Jesus. When we listen to him, we will have perfect faith. That's why God the Father asked us to, "This is my son. Listen to him." When you listen to my son, you will come to know who you are, what my son Jesus is. So the transfiguration of Jesus gives the meaning that after the resurrection of Jesus, his body will be like that. And our bodies too will become like that when Jesus rises us from the dead. So another important thing. In the transfiguration, Jesus' identity, that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God. And another thing is, so when Jesus died and rose again, his body will be like that. And another thing is, when Jesus rises us up, our bodies will become like that. This is the whole story of transfiguration. As God the Father asked us, listen to him. In the first reading, the Lord Yahweh says to Abraham, "Abraham, I know what you are thinking. I know what is going inside. Do not worry. I will give everything what you are thinking." Abraham was faithful. He put his trust in God. He longs. Waited. You don't like to wait. Things must go like this. We don't want to waste time like Abraham. Must go. So God's grace must be upon us to go. If there is no God's grace upon us, we cannot move. If there is no faith like Abraham, trust like Abraham, we cannot move. So prayer transforms us and changes. Jesus' face changed when he prayed, and his clothing became dazzling white. Jesus' face was changed when he was praying, not when he was sleeping, or when he was doing miracles, or when he was preaching. His face changed when he was praying. This praying is the link between God and the person. When the person prays, our face also will shine like Jesus. So, meeting God in prayer is very important. Because prayer gives strength to go on with our life. Praying is not trying to get God in our side, but making sure we are on God's side. Remember, prayer is not trying to get God on our side, but making sure we are on God's side. So the transformation or transfiguration must take in our life too. Change in the body of Jesus. Transformation or transfiguration, whatever it may be. The same transfiguration must take in our body. Is it possible? Is it possible? Yes, it is possible. That is why we are here. To make our body transformed. Transformed in the glory of God. Transformed to holiness. Transformed to be capable like Abraham to receive all the necessary blessings. So, in this Lenten season, let us have the faith of Abraham and trust of Abraham and pray to God the Father, that he may help us to be united with him. So, in this Lenten season especially, we must become citizen of heaven. We need to become citizen of heaven. That's why, check out your life in this Lenten season. What you are doing, how you are doing, how you are preparing yourself. When you think, when you question yourself, you get the answer. When you concentrate on yourself, when you give little time to think about yourself, you get the result in this Lenten season. That result is a gift which we are going to give to Jesus on the Easter Sunday. So, let us put our heart and soul on God through prayer, not on the material things.